Good morning. It's 9 a.m. I'm Raoul Bro, and this is a Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We start off this morning by going back to late 1960, early 1961, and listening to the gentleman that is inarguably the most influential slide guitarist of the post-World War II period. Here is Elmore James.
We'll be right back. feel so sad. Yeah, here in the night, and in my heart I feel so sad.
Here in the Dark, from 1996. That, of course, was Taj Mahal. Taj Mahal with Eric Clapton playing lead guitar, John Cleary on piano. Before hearing Taj Mahal and Friends, we heard actually a guitarist that was a big influence on Eric Clapton. We heard Elmore James. Elmore kicked off the Blues Box this morning here on KRVS with a number he calls So Unkind. Of course, it was Robert Johnson's Rambling on My Mind. Elmore James met Robert Johnson in 1937, and that was about a year before Johnson died. Johnson's playing made a big impression on Elmore James. He electrified Johnson's acoustic slide style of guitar playing. And the rest is history for Elmore James. He never was as popular as some of the other guitarists, or maybe I should say successful. He was very popular as far as being influential. But financially, he was not all that successful. He recorded from roughly late 1951 until his death of a heart problem at the age of 45 in 1963. He never really had a solid record contract and that sort of thing. Maybe part of the reason was that there was a sameness to a lot of his recordings, but he played and sang with a fiery passion. There was an emotional richness and intensity with his style of blues. We're going to listen to a couple of other historically significant, if not actually totally great, blues slide guitarists. First one is a gentleman that was an influence on Elmore James. We're talking about Robert Nighthawk from, what was it, July of 1949. Here's Robert Nighthawk with one of his best-known recordings.
Black angel, how thanks to wings she spreads her wings. I've got a sweet black angel, how thanks to wings she spreads her wings. When she spreads her wings over me, I'll kiss joy in everything. If my black angel should quit me, I believe that I would die. If my black angel should quit me, I believe that I would die. If you don't love me, black angel, please tell me the reason why. Well, all right, man. Black angel for a nickel, and she gives me a $10 bill. still. That's my black angel for nickel, and she gives me $10 bill. Told I want a small drink of liquor, and she bought me a whiskey still.
Way out on that farmer's road, now you know I'm leaving Chicago, and people I show do hate to go. Now you know I'm leaving here in the morning, won't be back no more. Well, I know my little baby, this girl don't know what a shape I'm in. You know I haven't had no loving, boy, you know, and God knows when. Now you know I've just been sitting here thinking, wondering where in the world she been. Won't come down. I feel like crying, but you know the tears won't come down. You know I got a funny feeling, I'ma have to leave your town. Sitting here thinking, wondering where in the world she been.
Muddy Waters from September of 1963. Muddy on slide guitar and vocals. On second guitar, Buddy Guy, and Clifton James on drums, and Willie Dixon on bass. This is from an album called Folk Singer. It was one of Chess Records' concept albums, in this case trying to sell Muddy Waters to the big folk movement at the time, which was very, very popular. And, of course, you couldn't get much more true folk music than Muddy Waters' Delta style of blues. He could play hard-driving Chicago blues, really dynamic modern blues, and on the other hand, do a wonderful renderings like this particular soulful recording, and several others on this particular album. Muddy Waters, he was preceded by Robert Nighthawk, and actually Muddy had introduced Nighthawk to the Chess Brothers, Chess Records, back in the late 1940s. We heard Robert Nighthawk from 1949 with his similar recording of Sweet Black Angel. He had actually learned the tune from Tampa Red recording. Tampa Red had recorded it in 1934. It was first done by Lucille Bogan back in 1930, and of course it would later be recorded by B.B. King in 1956. He covered it and got to number 8 on the R&B charts with that particular tune. Muddy Waters had a great, great band for many, many years. In 1980, his health was he wasn't doing all that well. He passed away in 1983. And most of his band left him, not because they were unhappy with him personally or anything like that, but they just weren't working enough. He was his health prevented him from doing a lot of heavy touring at the time, and these guys felt like they had to make a living. So they moved on and formed the legendary blues band. The key members that had been members of the Muddy Waters Blues Band were Pine Top Perkins on piano, Jerry Portnoy on harp, also Calvin Jones on bass, Willie Big Eyes Smith on drums. They had a few albums out, too, that were really this core group. We're going to turn to one of them from 1983. The album is called Red Hot and Blue. Here are the legendary, it's a legendary blues band backed up by members of Roomful of Blues.
Let's do the get down. Let's do the boogie woogie woogie. Do the get down. Don't want to let down. Do the boogie woogie woogie. Do the get down. Down. I want it red hot all night long. I'm gonna get hot. Sing this song. We'll do the get down. Do the boogie woogie woogie get down. Do the boogie woogie woogie. Do the boogie woogie woogie get down.
Get down, Pine Top.
Yeah.
This program is sponsored by the Office of Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, now offering anxiety-free sedation dentistry. Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, located at 101 West Marshall Avenue near River Ranch in Lafayette. The number for more information or to schedule an appointment is 406-1110, online at drannlorentz.com.
Three-handed woman, a three-handed woman. She's right-handed, left-handed, and underhanded too. She's a three-handed woman, and she knows just what to do. Yeah, she's a three-handed woman, and daddy, she ain't no good for you. With her right hand, she'll caress you, while the left hand straightens your tie. Then she'll go in the other room and call up another guy. You can take her here and take her there, but you'll find before you're through, you think you're taking her, but Pop, she's taking you. Oh, she's a three-handed woman, and she knows just what to do. Yeah, she's a three-handed woman, and daddy, she ain't no good for you. When you take her dancing, while your arms around her tight, over your shoulder she's winking her eye at every man in sight. When you kiss her goodnight, she'll tell you you're the one she's crazy about. But you can bet when you walk in, another guy walks out. She's a three-handed woman, and she knows just what to do. Yeah, she's a three-handed woman, and daddy, she ain't no good for you. She'll caress you while the left hand dims the light. Then she'll start right in rehearsing for a date tomorrow night. When you put your arms around her, there's a love light in her eyes, a light that shines for you and me and 15 other guys. Thought she's a three-handed woman, and she knows just what to do. Yeah, she's right handed and underhanded too.
From November of 1973, recorded in France, that was Louis Jordan with Three-Handed Woman. Jordan's biggest success, of course, was in the 1940s. His style of jump blues became basically eclipsed by rock and roll, but he did a great job on this particular track. He still had it all. This was actually less than a year and a half before his passing. Louis Jordan on alto and vocals, Three-Handed Woman. He was preceded by another great jump blues recording. We heard the legendary blues band from 1983 doing a number called Do the Get Down. Again, previous members of the Muddy Waters band, accompanied by also by members of Room Full of Blues. We've got some more good jump blues coming your way, this time rooted in New Orleans music from 1953. Here is Professor Longhair.
Fall a wall. Say, can I have a little fun with you all? I'm out here by myself. I ain't got no friend. Just want to get happy a little while, that's all. Let me ball. Oh, let me ball the wall.
Baby, don't you leave me. Baby, don't.
from 1954. That was Roy Brown with a gal from Kokomo. I don't know what the preoccupation with the town of Kokomo. I guess it's got to be Kokomo, Indiana. It has recurred in blues songs and jump blues for decades now. Scrapper Blackwell had the 1928 Kokomo Blues. 1934, it was Kokomo Arnold with the original Kokomo Blues. And later, Mississippi Fred McDowell had Kokomo Me Baby. There was a band, actually a British group in the 70s called Kokomo. The Beach Boys had a song called Kokomo. Little Feet had one. I wonder what the attachment to that word of that town is. Roy Brown was originally from New Orleans. His best or most successful recordings were done in the late 40s and early 50s. He's best known for being the composer of the tune Good Rockin' Tonight. Before hearing Roy Brown, we heard Professor Longhair, Henry Rowland Byrd from 1953, recorded in New Orleans doing a number called Ball the Wall. And you're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Right now we're going to take a look at some of the music, some of the entertainment going on throughout this Labor Day weekend and on into next week. This evening, a funk band named Machete will be at Artmosphere. Jason Harrington plays at the Blue Dog Cafe tonight. Jim Voorhees and the All-Nighters will be at Posadas on Ambassador Caffrey. There's a Merle Haggard tribute taking place this evening at Blue Moon Saloon. Walter Jr. will be at Imonelli, Lerone Rubin at Charlie G's. Jambalaya plays Randall's tonight. Paper Chain People will be at Bisbano's. Kurt Boudreaux's at Tokyo Sushi tonight and tomorrow night. The Dan DeSandro Trio plays the Poor Bar and Winery in River Ranch this evening. Tomorrow morning, Andre Thierry will be playing for a Zydeco breakfast at the Café des Amis in Bro Bridge. Tomorrow afternoon, there's a Cajun Jam at Vermilionville. Tomorrow evening, Donnie and the Pool Dudes will be at Artmosphere. The band Fights will be at Blue Moon Saloon tomorrow. PT and the Cruisers at Blue Dog Café. Cheater Pipe plays Bisbano's. And also tomorrow night, Joe Simon, the Cajun Hearts, will play at the Liberty Theater in Eunice. And, of course, KRVS will be broadcasting that concert live. Also, tomorrow, the Pine Leaf Boys will play La Poussière and Bro Bridge. And, of course, there's a lot of Zydeco going on this weekend throughout all of Acadiana. One of the biggest festivals, of course, is the original Southwest Louisiana Zydeco Music Festival that takes place in Plaisance tomorrow and features, among others, Step Rito, Nathan and Zydeco Cha-Chas, Chubby Carrier and his band, Leon Chavis, also Little Nate and the Zydeco Big Timers. Wayne Toops will be performing there, Travis Mott, J.J. Kaye, Patrick Henry, and others. If you'd like information on the Zydeco festivals and other Zydeco events this long Labor Day weekend, you can visit zydeco.org to get some information on that. Sunday, Allons Avec Moi will play for a brunch at Blue Dog Cafe. Also on Sunday, Matthew Doucet and friends will play the Café des Amis in Bro Bridge. L'Esprit Cajun will be at McGee's Landing Sunday. Gino Delafosse at Whiskey River. Zydeco Ray at Randall's. And also Sunday, Megan Brown and friends will be at Prejean's. Horace Trahan and Austin Express plays for a Bal de Dimanche on Sunday from 1 to 4 at Vermilionville. And every Monday night, there's a bluegrass jam at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. Tuesday night is Songwriters Night at Artmosphere and Jazz Night at Bisbano's. Wednesday night's the night for Cajun Jam at Blue Moon Saloon. This coming Thursday, there's a very interesting event taking place. Carol Fran, who's been performing since the 1950s, she'll be presented with, she is being presented as a National Heritage Fellowship winner, and there's a special event honoring Carol this coming Thursday, taking place at the Acadiana Center for the Arts in downtown Lafayette. The band Rue Boogaloo will be performing with special guests, among them Chubby Carrier, Little Buck Senegal, David Egan. It ought to be a very interesting performance. Carol is just a wonderful, wonderful performer. Again, she's been at it for like 5 decades, and she is really something, one of the few queens of swamp blues, a great Gulf Coast R&B artist. We're going to go back to 1993 and listen to Carol Fran and her late husband, Clarence Holloman, on guitar. Here's Carol doing an old Jimmy Reed tune.
Well, evil, I mean it evil. Don't you mess around with me. Yes, I mean it evil. Don't you mess around. When I get up, I break a looking glass, and I go way out on the corner, waiting for a black cat to pass, 'cause I can't sleep, lest there's a howling dog beneath my window each night. But you know good men.
Marcia Ball with the title track to her 2011 release. The disc is called Roadside Attractions. Marcia was preceded by Carol Fran. We heard Carol Fran from 1993 doing a rendition of the Jimmy Reed tune Mean and Evil. And again, next Thursday night here in Lafayette, Carol will be feted at the Acadiana Center for the Arts for her receiving a National Heritage Fellowship and just for all the great work she's done all these many, many years. Back in the late 50s, she toured for a while with Guitar Slim. Guitar Slim, one of the most influential sort of blues and proto-rock performers of that particular decade. His most famous recording was in 1953, The Things That I Used to Do. But here he is from 1955, Guitar Slim doing a number entitled Something to Remember You By.
You're packed up and ready to leave me. And the Lord knows I'm about to die. You're packed up, you're ready to leave me. And the good Lord knows I'm about to die. But just before you leave me, darling, please give me something to remember you by. My days are gonna be lonely, and all night long I'm gonna cry. My days are gonna be lonely, and all night long I'm gonna cry. But maybe I could stand it just a little better, baby, if you'd just please leave me something to remember you by. Baby, and soon you'll be saying goodbye. I hear your train coming, baby, and pretty soon you'll be saying goodbye. But please have mercy on me, baby, and just please leave me something to remember you by.
Father went first, then my sweet mother. Then it was just me, my sister and my brother. Before too long, they were up and gone. I had to make my way on my own. I guess it wasn't my time, wasn't my time to go. How I got this far, I'll never know. It just wasn't my time to go. I was sitting at a bus stop, 1961, heading out to the nightclub to have a little fun. Here come a crazy man, waving a gun, shot me five times. But I still was
wasn't done. I guess it wasn't my time. Wasn't my time to go. I'm still blowing up and down the road. It just wasn't my time to go. Man, a short order cook, wash a car, mow a yard, whatever it took. So many good friends of mine have come and gone. I'm still blowing and going and can't on. I guess it wasn't my time, wasn't my time to go. Yeah, as long as I can still blow. It wasn't my time to go. Yeah, as long as I can still blow, it ain't my time to go.
Wasn't My Time to Go. That was Keb Moe singing as a special guest on James Cotton's latest disc. Came out this year and is called Cottonmouth Man. Cotton's best known for the, 10 or 11 years he played with the Muddy Waters Band. Well, 11 or 12 years. Started in 55, left in 1966. Did play with him after that, but not as a regular touring member. James Cotton on blues harp. Again, Keb Moe on vocals. And the most of the tunes on the disc are basically biographical of James Cotton's life. James Cotton was preceded by Guitar Slim. We heard Guitar Slim from 1955 doing Something to Remember You By. And next year on the Blues Box, we're going to head down to Maurice, Louisiana, listen to a recording Tony Daigle did of B.B. King that resulted in the 1998 album Blues on the Bayou. Here's B.B. King with Good Man Gone Bad.
Kissing me was your plan. Yeah, I know you were just faking me, baby, 'cause you'd been out with your other man. And you shouldn't lie to me, baby. Makes me mad. tell you, little girl, just one thing before I go. That is, you should lie to me, baby. Makes me mad as a man can be.
West Coast jump blues artist Mitch Woods went to New Orleans a few years back and recorded with some real greats there. And the product was a disc called Gumbo Blues that came out in 2010. From that disc, that's his rendition of the old Link Davis classic, Big Mamu. And Mitch was preceded by B.B. King from the disc Blues on the Bayou, recorded at Dockside Studios in Maurice, Louisiana. We heard B.B. doing a number called Good Man Gone Bad. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana. We broadcast at KRVS at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are listener-supported public radio, thanks to all of you out there that help us stay on the air with your annual contributions. We're going to break for the news with NPR at 10:01. We'll be back at 10:06 with Blues for You till 1 this afternoon. Here's Little Joe McLaren with a number called Six Floor Slide to take us up to news time.